And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is a Standard of Excellence show starring Mitchell Spean. And Mitchell, of course, we've been talking about Standard of Excellence roles and beliefs and skill sets. And joining us now is someone that is just off the charts with her skill sets, someone that's a phenomenal leader, someone that just got really named to 40 Under 40 class of 2012, the top 40 leaders in the state of Arizona, Amber Cox, president and chief operating officer for the Phoenix Mercury. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. That was quite an introduction. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, you've done a great job. And I think you've met Mitch before, Mitch Spean.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Well, thank you so much for being on because, you know, it's very timely with the 40th anniversary of Title IX, which was really signed in by Richard Nixon, you know, 40 years ago to help. Really, it ended up helping women based, you know, you can't discriminate based on sex to participate in various activities and programs that institutions that receive federal financing and federal funds. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that before we get into some other areas. And Amber, how do you think that's helped you? Because you're the 40 class, the 40 class of 2012 of the great leaders, women leaders of Arizona. But how does that help you? This particular law that was signed in the over 40 years ago.
Well, I have to tell you, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be because the WNBA probably wouldn't be here without that piece of legislation. I think that opened the door and got the ball rolling to give women opportunities to compete and really learn, you know, a great, great skill set that sports teaches. You know, there's so much that you can learn from competition and teamwork and just all the great things that come along with playing sports. And I was the beneficiary of that, obviously coming along a little bit later. But you have trailblazers like Annie Myers-Drysdale, who's our vice president for the Sons of the Mercury, who really paved the way for people like me. So by the time I got to high school, you know, I knew that the ability to obtain a college scholarship was something within reach. And that was really my ticket to my education, which led to, you know, additional education, getting my master's degree, and really being able to say, you know, there are no limitations in terms of doing something in sports. Now, I was never good enough to play in the WNBA. I went to a small NAIA school, but still the fact that I was able to get a scholarship and compete and learn the skills to be a leader, I think definitely set me up down the road in terms of, you know, heading into the business world.
So this law has so much impact on so many people, and in the future it's going to also have so much impact. And you're entering your eighth season overall with the Phoenix Mercury and first season with the joint title of president and chief operating officer. Tell us what that's like this year for you, being starting off here this year with being president and COO.
Well, you know, I really started out on the business side as the director of marketing. I was hired under Jay Perry, who's now on the Sun side, as a senior VP. And really, you know, I credit a lot of what I've learned to Jay and to a lot of the people in this company, because definitely, you know, having great mentors is key to that success, learning the business. And when Jay moved over to the Suns, I stepped into the COO role, overseeing our ticket sales, sponsorships, you know, anything really dealing with the business. And then last year, I added some basketball responsibilities to my day-to-day duties. That's been a lot of fun. It's a new role for me, but definitely loving working with Annie and our general manager and head coach Corey Gaines to put our team together. We've had a rough go of it with some injuries, but you know, we feel like we've got some quality individuals, some good pieces that when we get everybody healthy, we're really going to be competing for that third championship. So it's been a lot of fun, challenging, which I was ready for. I love the game. I love our players. I think they're fantastic players, but they're also, you know, incredible people that are really gracious and very humble when it comes to knowing that they have this great opportunity to play in the WNBA, which, again, all rolls back to Title IX.
Yeah, there's no question. And of course, the Mercury had such a great event just this past Saturday before the LA Sparks game where they honored Hope Solo, Women of Inspiration 2012. And that you know, did you how involved were you in getting that event going? Because that seemed to be very popular. You had a full house.
We did have a full house. It was a great night. You know, Women of Inspiration is a platform that was started by the WNBA a few years ago and something that we've really embraced since the first year. And we've had some great folks come in to be a part of that and be honored as our Women of Inspiration, due in large part to relationships that Annie Myers has had. Robin Roberts has been here, Jackie Joyner Kersee, Billie Jean King, Peekaboo Street last year. So some really notable female athletes to take center stage. And this year, getting Hope was just a big stroke of luck because she's obviously really, really busy. But through her agent, which is also the same agency that Diana Taurasi is with, we were able to lock her in and get her out here for the game. And I tell you what, we were all just thrilled, and I think she had a fantastic time, too. So it was a fantastic night, and you kind of know going in that it's going to be special, and you look at the ticket sales, and you know you're going to have a pretty full house. And I think what I was blown away by was just the power of the various moments, like when we marched, you know, all the people that have been affected by Title IX, from little girls that are playing sports now all the way up to, you know, Linda Volstead, who is a you know, fantastic Hall of Famer over at ASU, golf coach for years. You know, women that have really, you know, paved the way, and now girls that are reaping the benefits. It was just such a powerful moment, and great to have all those ladies in the house to really take center stage.
There's no question about it. And, you know, and regardless, I'm at every Mercury game, and of course, unfortunately, you know, Penny Taylor out for the season, great all-star. Diana Taurasi has played very limited and, of course, out indefinitely, I believe. Mm-hmm. Candace Dupree has been out the last couple games. But I got to tell you, the team that you have on the court, they give it their all. It's a joy to watch. And, you know, win or lose, that sets another role for people to say, hey, just do your best and you're going to continue to improve.
It was really interesting as people were kind of filing out, and I know a lot of our season ticket holders, you know, they've become friends over the years, and, you know, people were just really thrilled and said, man, we lost that game, but they played so hard. And I think knowing that our roster has been so depleted and we've got like 60% of our scoring sitting on the bench, for people to step up when you look at a Sharday Houston, who we acquired in the off season, who played very little in Minnesota, but we knew it was a real talent, and, you know, her whole role was really to back up Diana and Penny, but to put her immediately into a starting role, Sammy Perhalis, who's our rookie, you know, you never know how rookies are going to react in situations like that, and then somebody like DeWanna Bonner, who has been obviously a great player for our organization, but more of a role player, for her to step in and just thrive. I mean, we all knew she was a superstar, but really to see her, you know, step into that role and be a leader has been just personally, and I know for a lot of our fans who love DeWanna, you know, such a joy to watch. So it's great that, you know, we hate that we aren't coming up with the W's, but I think the team is still really together and playing really hard and giving, you know, every effort every night.
Well, there's no question about that. And the way I see it is that these are opportunities, especially I would say for the two you mentioned, two of the ones you mentioned, Sammy Perhalis, to really show what she has, and she is developing unbelievably quick. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 22 points last Saturday. You could tell that she's directing traffic now on the court,
yeah.
Developing confidence. How great will this be when Diana and Penny come back eventually with Candace Dupree? This is going to be a powerhouse team.
It's a little bit scary when you look at Sammy. I think she's still leading the league in assists, and you've, again, got 60% of our offense sitting on the bench, knowing what she is, you know, capable of doing and kind of seeing flashes of what she can become in terms of a pro. And there's a really funny story. When we were going to Minnesota, we were having these ongoing conversations about, you know, should we start Sammy that first game? You know, we were in Minnesota. It was Minnesota's ring ceremony, national television, ABC, you know, a lot of pressure on a rookie. And we finally said, you know, let's just throw her in the fire and see how she reacts. And, man, it's just been so much fun to watch. And, you know, there are going to be good games and there are going to be bad games, and we can live with the mistakes. But, you know, I think what's really starting to emerge is some leadership understanding. I think one of the things the Mercury, due in large part to Diana and Penny, has been known for is just having great camaraderie, you know, great teamwork, people that really genuinely like one another and want to play for one another. And I think as Sammy is becoming more enmeshed in the group, you're seeing kind of her personality come out, which is a lot of fun. And, you know, she gets into the game on the court.
Yeah, you had made a comment that Diana and Penny add to the value of the team, so to speak. But are they still around kind of giving feedback and kind of being coaches without off, you know, coaches while they're on the sidelines?
Absolutely. I mean, I think when Penny hurt her ACL, you know, we had some different options in terms of, you know, what you can do with her contract and what you can do in terms of suspending a player. But if a player is suspended, they can't, you know, actually be here. And, you know, there's all kinds of different things you can kind of work that. And, you know, one of the first things we heard from Penny was that she wanted to be here. She wanted to be here for this team. This is her team. I think the loyalty that both of them have shown through the years and just, you know, no-brainer, they're staying in Phoenix forever, I think is a quality that you don't see as often in sports anymore. And those two really possess it, and they feel a lot of ownership when it comes to this team and developing younger players. So they have definitely been around and been giving feedback. You know, Diana is always forthright in that feedback. She never hesitates, and I think Penny kind of sits back a little bit. But I think Penny's one of the great basketball minds that we've ever seen. They both are, but I think obviously Penny doesn't get the credit that Diana gets, but still I believe deserves. I think she's one of the top five players in the world. So it's really great to have those two around because they can help develop, especially the younger players. When you're talking about Sammy, especially a post player like Crystal Thomas, who, you know, is really starting to emerge as well in front of our eyes. So some good young talent there, I think, that they really, you know, feed into and kind of help with the basketball knowledge side of things.
And you have such great fans. I really think they appreciate everything the Mercury does for the fans, and I especially love, usually in the fourth quarter, the train, a very unique experience. Why don't you describe what that means to the fans that haven't yet attended a Mercury game?
Well, the train is something that started in year one. You know, we were one of the original franchises, and I think the accessibility and the interaction is something that the WNBA has always used as a cornerstone, and we haven't gotten away from that in 16 years. And the train is that song that we all know, you know, come on, ride the train. And when that comes on, every little kid basically in the stands runs to the floor and does, you know, basically a train or a conga line.
No matter what their age is.
No matter what their age is. We got fans of all ages out there participating in that. And the most amazing thing is that, you know, it's just during like a 2-minute timeout, and then they are right back off the court. And so a real credit goes to our security guards and ushers who get all those people off the court.
It's quite a sight, I got to tell you. People need to come out absolutely to see the Mercury play. Now, let me ask you a couple more things about your role. Now, as president and COO, you talked a little bit about COO, the business end of it. But as president, how involved are you in the basketball operations in terms of deciding on draft choices, trades, those type of things, player personnel? Do you get involved in that?
I am involved. You know, we've got a great coaching staff, and when, you know, I trust Corey Gaines, our head coach and general manager, 100%. He has also got a role with the Suns. He's a player development coach and travels with them and is very busy during the season. So I carry some of the heavy lifting when it comes to talking to agents, talking to players during free agency. But, you know, Corey and I have daily dialogue about our team, what he wants it to look like. Ultimately, the talent, the people that are coming in, he says, this is who I'd really like to have. And again, that trust is there. Corey has earned it. He's won a championship. He knows what his team needs to look like and what he wants it to look like. So based on that feedback, and I don't say that I don't ever disagree with him. We have some pretty good conversations. But, you know, most of the time we're going to land on the same page, and then it's just about getting the job done in terms of getting a player here or who we're going to draft or so on and so forth.
Now, Amber, would you say you have a dream job? I mean, this sounds like phenomenal to me, being involved in sports, the sports end as well as the business end. Of course, I'm a CPA, Mitch is a CPA, and we're also involved in broadcasting. And to me, I just get a thrill from that because we love sports. But is this a dream job for you?
I can't even believe that I do this job. You know, I still have those moments when I walk into U.S. Airways Center and I park on the top level and I come in, you know, and I'm standing in that top concourse and I can look down at kind of the empty arena. And I probably do that once a week because it's just unbelievable that a kid from a small town in Missouri with 6,000 people is now, you know, doing this job. And again, a lot of people have played a major role in getting me here. We have a fantastic team of people on the court as well as off the court. It is a total team effort to do, you know, to make this franchise go. But yeah, absolutely. It's so much fun. I have an absolute blast.
Yeah. Going back to the team itself, what kind of input did you have on allowing the players to try out and eventually participate in the Olympics? Because I know that there's certain some may or may not play, but they have the opportunity.
Yeah, that's really USA Basketball. So a lot of those players that have been, and Penny's obviously Australia, those players really grow up and come up through the system of talking specifically about USA Basketball. I mean, Diana's been playing in different, you know, tournaments. They have under 14, under 16, under 18, all the way up to the senior national team. So that is really separate from the WNBA, even though we work in conjunction with USA Basketball to determine the schedule. Obviously, we take a month off to, you know, allow for our players to go and compete in the Olympics, and it really does elevate the status, I think, of the WNBA and the players in our league, our top players in the league. But really, that's a, you know, that's a no-brainer. If you've got a player that's on a team and is lucky enough to be chosen to the Olympic team, we gladly send them off to compete and are so proud that we have Diana and obviously what Penny before she was injured.
Yeah, that was very unfortunate for Penny. And they're also nice. You got such a good group. And we only have a few minutes left. Let me just ask you one other question. How does it feel, you know, the Phoenix Business Journal naming you to the 40 under 40 class of 2012? That's got to be just a fantastic experience and recognition of you as a great leader.
Well, and it's, again, it goes back to a great team. I mean, that's the one first lesson you learn in sports, especially team sports, is you can't do it alone. And we have great people that work really, really hard to, you know, make our business go all the way from ticket sales to our, you know, game operations people that put on the fantastic show to our coaches and players. So I look at that as a team award. And one thing, you know, I told the Business Journal when they were asking me about it is I really look at it like when Diana won the MVP after we won the championship, she turned around and handed it to her teammates because that's what it's all about. It's all about the team, and it's all about doing it together. And I feel like every success that we have, I want to share that with our team. And I'm completely blown away and honored. It's such an incredible honor. But, you know, all the credit goes to the people that I get to work with every single day.
And one last thing is what's the one or two qualities that you would suggest to young women out there that they need to excel in life, in business, in sports?
Oh, I think hard work. You know, nothing replaces hard work. You have to be willing to put in the hours, and especially when you're talking about a career in the sports business, there's a lot of people that want to do these jobs, and the people that succeed are the ones that really, you know, step up and outwork everyone. And obviously you have to, you know, be smart and know the business, but I think, you know, if you want to learn and get in every day and roll up your sleeves, and put in the hours and the effort, it's always going to pay off. I would say the other thing is just following your passion. You know, you have to be passionate about whatever you're doing, because if you don't, if you're not passionate about that, then it's going to be miserable going to work every day, and you're not going to be able to work those long hours. So find something that you love, work really hard at it, and usually good things are going to happen.
Yeah, just like for you, and then you're helping the Phoenix Mercury. What a class organization. And Amber Cox, thank you so much for being on Breakthrough Thinking, the Standard of Excellence show, because you are the standard of excellence.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. And, of course, that was Amber Cox, President and Chief Operating Officer for the Phoenix Mercury. Everyone's got to get out there. Go to www.phoenixmercury.com. You can get right on the site that way and get some tickets.
And be part of the X Factor.
Yeah, they are a tremendous organization. Amber is an amazing leader. Of course, we know Corey Gaines, Ann Myers-Drysdale. They're all phenomenal people out there, and we honor them very, very much. And Mitchell, thank you for being here again. See you, next week? Oh, Tuesday, The Bottom Line.
That's it.
From 3 to 4.
That's right.
Wow, that is very good. And we'll have more controversial debate with you, Mitchell, coming up next Tuesday. Everyone have a great night. Go D-backs in Atlanta. See you tomorrow.